man from Flippin, Arkansas has been arrested for kidnapping and assault. 45-year-old William Zachariah McCormick was arrested by the Marion County Sheriff's Office after he allegedly assaulted a woman and would not let her leave the residence for almost 5 hours. McCormick allegedly hit the woman in the head multiple times and tried to pull her nose ring out. McCormick is charged with felony kidnapping and aggravated assault. He's being held in the Marion County Jail with bond set at $50,000. McCormick has a history of felony arrest in Baxter County. A day after the Sharp County Sheriff's Office posted a Ring camera video on social media from a business that was broken into, officers made an arrest. Tuesday, 33-year-old Lauren Sharp of Concord was arrested, and his suspected accomplice, 37-year-old Michael Dawson of Batesville, is being sought. Sharp is charged with commercial burglary, arson, and first-degree criminal mischief. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Dawson is asked to contact the Sharp County Sheriff's Office or Hardy Police. The Mountain View Police Department reports the arrest of a woman for assaulting a juvenile. On June 13th, police responded to a reported domestic disturbance and observed Bobby Joe Bryson physically assaulting a juvenile. Authorities say Bryson showed signs of being intoxicated. Bryson was taken to Howe County Jail. She's charged with first-degree endangering the welfare of a child and two counts of second-degree endangering the welfare of a child. A woman from Lincoln has been arrested on assault charges. 33-year-old Nicole Burks is charged with two counts of third-degree domestic assault after she allegedly assaulted a 40-year-old man and 68-year-old woman. Burks was taken to Texas County Jail. Her bond was set at $2,000 cash only. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests last night on felony charges. 34-year-old Tommy Dwight Gaddis was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance and tampering with physical evidence. His bond was set at $2,500. 55-year-old Michael Hess was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, tampering with physical evidence, and non-payment of fines. His bond was set at $2,905. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a fugitive in Carter County Wednesday. 37-year-old Shira Whitaker was arrested on a felony Wichita County, Texas warrant for fraud and as a fugitive from out of state. She was taken to the Carter County Jail. Ozark County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man in Bakersville. Brian Modus was arrested after deputies served a warrant and found him hiding in the shower. Modus was arrested on the warrant. He was taken to Ozark County Jail. As Congress debates what's being called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, new Congressional Budget Office analysis estimates 16 million Americans, including 1.3 million Missourians, would lose Medicaid coverage if it passes. Josh Bivens of the Economic Policy Institute warns that the current version of the bill would cause health providers to face a steep rise in uncompensated care when uninsured patients can't pay for their medical bill. He says that puts strain on hospitals and the healthcare system.
And it means hospitals and doctors no longer receive that income stream from Medicaid payments, and lots of them are going to be forced out of business, and there's going to be closures of hospitals, especially in rural counties.
Supporters of the bill dispute the CBO's estimates, saying that $715 billion in Medicaid savings could come from reducing fraud and adding work requirements without cutting coverage. They say the bill would also fund policies such as immigration enforcement, the border wall, and the extended tax cuts.